Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Pryor, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Sharp.
He walked, he can't touch it.
He can't, 1 second, and it's over. Over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world championship madness. It's a great day to be a Gator. They win the national title.
All right, that was the final call. Disappointing. Hell, disappointing all the way around. Like, nobody, unless you're a Florida fan, nobody. Like, you at least want to see a shot get up. You want to see something happen, even if you're not a Houston fan. But a tough ending, as I said on the tease there, does last night's collapse become the memory of this Houston team? But I find it interesting, as we're talking to Tyler, and you know Tyler is he's a strict A&M fan.
You've been known to call me a psychopath.
Yeah, there's not a bone in his. I don't know how many times where he's really felt it to go for, like, the Baylor Bears, or
out John McClain,
or Texas Tech, or or Arkansas, or any, I don't know that he's ever pulled.
No, once, not never.
He did Clint, when he had that money on the line.
That's a good point.
Clint, he said emotionally, the Cougs last night, he was out amongst people watching the game. Emotionally, the Cougs got him last night.
Yeah, man. I told y'all before the show, if it's not the first time, it's been a very extreme rarity in my life that I feel any kind of passion or any feelings towards a squad in collegiate sports, not, like you said, the Aggies. Last night when that buzzer went off, I guess just because I was around all those Cougs at that bar,
gotcha,
that I could tell were feeling it. Man, I was like, damn, this sucks.
You're a good-hearted human,
Tyler. Good for him, man.
You're a good-hearted human,
Tyler. Thank you, bro.
Did you see anybody?
What any good-hearted human would do?
I'm dead serious. Did you see anybody in tears?
You know, that
was
that.
I know you probably don't relate to this. That was a fan. If a fan was going to be in tears, if you're a diehard, that gets close to an in tears moment from anger.
I don't think I did, but I think it's just mainly because the clientele I was around was more of a, their reaction was more of a,
damn, you like, was out there selling or what?
MF in the TV screen as the buzzer went off. Like, it was more like sad anger than like just sad. Really? I don't think I saw it.
What was you selling out there?
The clientele, baby.
Well, yeah. Oh.
Clientele, baby.
Oh, you just mean the people that
the
you.
The people that were there, yeah.
Yeah. Clientele was nice.
Clientele.
It was nice.
It was a nice
turn. I'm glad you went around a bunch of soft crying sunbuck.
Hey, man, that might have got me, man.
For real, me and Reggie both looked at each other, and we were just like, damn.
It'd have gone either way. It could have been just sit and stare into space with a drink, or...
I
could have been emotionally... That could have gotten me emotional.
That's where you find me a lot of the times after a tough Aggie loss, just kind of zoned out. Drink in hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Four-letter words all being muttered.
Yeah, I'd have turned up the drinks. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd have turned it up. I'd either turned up the drinks or just gone to bed.
Oh, man. Boy,
There ain't no going to bed.
If I were in that mode right there, then that damn Sam Pittman would have had me full-blown alcoholic by now. I promise you that.
Clint, if Arkansas lost in football in the national championship game in a similar way to that.
Well, hell yes.
I'd have been up till 3-4 in the morning rewatching the final 10 minutes. Trying to like it's gonna change anything. But trying to I bet you there are some people right now listening that are real diehard Cougs fans that have rewatched that like the last four or five possessions in a row.
Why wouldn't they?
Repeatedly. How did you feel about what's that?
I don't know. My man was slick with it.
I thought, is he slick with it? He looks like a guy that would know the weather. But
leather jacket and shades.
Oh, was that leather? Oh, inside? I didn't know that.
I think it was suede, actually.
Suede, yeah. I was going to say it looked leather. Yeah.
Was it old Andy?
No, it wasn't Andy.
A little more upright than Andy.
Andy's out there. Andy's a little out more there upright.
Nah, Andy got that lean on.
What'd you think about my man, Clayton Jr.? Like, if you put yourself in Emmanuel Sharp's, because that was the tough part for me, Tyler, is watching, like, I could just see it, and I saw Juwan Roberts when he realized that it was over and the ball was rolling away. Yeah. He went immediately and grabbed his jersey and pulled it over his face. And then Sharp just collapsed. I saw LJ, he was at the backcourt, he collapsed. When those kids hit the ground, but then you see your guy, the MOP of the tournament, Walter Clayton. He comes over and tries to pick up and console Emmanuel Sharp. And I know that's the kind of stuff that gets to you. I don't know if I was Emmanuel Sharp if I'm ready for that at that moment. But I mean, I give Walter Clayton some credit.
Yeah,
for that.
No, look, I've experienced it before.
Sincere.
I've experienced it before, man. As if it's a fellow competitor on the field, then it ain't nothing but love, man. It ain't that. I ain't mad at you. It ain't nothing. I heard. I don't know who Reggie him tonight. There's no, like, I don't want to hear it right now. Now you may not want to hear it, but I'm talking about how you receive it from somebody that just competed their ass off against you. When I remember fumbling that damn ball against. Against Tennessee in 98.
Did somebody come over to you?
When I was leaving, actually, I crossed paths with Dante Stallworth. And Stallworth was, he had some words, just, hey, man, keep your head up kind of deal, yada, yada, yada. And then a year later, the cool part of that story, a year later when we beat Tennessee at our place, Dante Stallworth stayed on the field for an hour because Arkansas rushed the field, tore down the goalpost. He stayed on the field for damn near an hour. When he got to me in full clothes, to tell me how happy he was for me. Still in his uniform, pads and everything.
Oh, he played. He was still playing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, you know, I mean, just like, and in either instance.
Man, he really liked your ass.
Well, I don't,
really,
I mean, I don't,
you,
yeah, I didn't, guess. I didn't, I mean, I guess, I don't know, just a good dude, I guess. But it was one of those deals where after I fumbled that thing, I really didn't want to talk to anybody. I wanted to crawl in a hole and not talk to anybody. But you got to go talk to the media.
Yeah, I don't think you should have had to do that.
Well, they're in the locker room in your face anyway. You know, they shouldn't let them sumbucks in the room. But you got to be a real different like wired cat to. If it's somebody else, I really want to talk to them. But when it's somebody that's in that you just competed your ass off with for 2 hours, two plus hours. Yeah, man, I greatly appreciate the.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, man, keep your head up.
It didn't look like a handshake line was was happening the way that where they were dispersed all over the floor.
Right.
I did say this, 35-5 this year. Before last night, they had not lost a game since February 1st. Before last night's game, they hadn't lost since February 1st. The last time they lost, Big 12 champs, regular season tournament champions. They went 19-1. They went to a Final Four. They beat Duke in one of the greatest comebacks ever in the Final Four. Had that memorable moment. Best defense in the country. As I said, I thought this was his best shot. All of that happened this year. Do you think this collapse is going to be the memory of this team?
100%. Absolutely 100%. Don't matter how much good you do.
You think the lasting, like the lasting memory of this team?
Yes.
All of that I rattled off.
Yes.
Feels
when
like
they, when they will not mention this run to the national championship game for U of H without first mentioning losing a 12-point lead and Sharp not getting that ball off the way that ended, without not getting a shot off at the end. Absolutely.
How long?
Sharp's going to feel this one for a while. They all going to feel it for a while. Sharp's going to feel this one for a while.
You've been in the series. You talked about the Tennessee game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great year for Arkansas.
Yeah.
Like that was a great year. Like you guys, I think, did you go, what bowl game, Joe?
We played Tom Brady in the Michigan
in the Citrus Bowl. Right.
We turned around and we lost to Mississippi State the next week. But we had a legit national championship type of run team.
How many games y'all win?
We were 9-2 that year.
9-2, right? And then you played Tom in the Citrus Bowl.
I threw more touchdowns than Tom. Probably most two of them was the Michigan guy.
Yeah, I know it was. but that was a great year. But y'all don't think about making it to the Citrus Bowl. Y'all don't think about
Ryan.
You think about the Tennessee.
We beat Alabama by a bigger point spread than anybody's ever beat Alabama in the SEC ever, 42-6. We were 8-0, had a crazy run. My receiver, Anthony Lucas, was ridiculous. I put up better numbers that year in the SEC than Joey Harrington did in the Pac-12 that year, and he was up for the Heisman Trophy. And I was told 2 weeks ago when I went back to Arkansas, a guy in a real conversation, he said, you know, you're one play away from being the most beloved Arkansas player in history. I said, I think I do. I think I do know that, boss. Appreciate you reminding me.
But just like that. That team, that was an amazing year. Yep. 9-2, and this is when they played, 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
Not 9-2 at Arkansas. I'm guessing not just you, but the whole team. And the first thing that people remember from that year is that.
Ain't no doubt. Zero doubt about it.
And these kids had this great of a year. And the thing that people are going to remember, as you said, is Emmanuel Sharpe.
That's right. When people think of Emmanuel Sharpe, when people think about this national championship run, the first conversation they're going to have is, how in the hell did they not get a
shot?
I don't mean to be rude, man.
That's tough, man.
I don't mean to be rude, man, but man, how in the hell did y'all not get a shot off in it? Not the record, not the Duke win, how in the hell did y'all not get a shot off in that last 4 minutes?
That's tough.
Four possessions.
That's tough, man. Like everything they did, not the Duke comeback, none of that.
Nah. We'll talk about that later.
The lasting memory is Emmanuel Sharpe going up. That's tough. All right. Let's slide over to the Texans. Of course, we will continue to look at what happened last night in San Antonio, but
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.